Just before Thanksgiving, Ivy and I took a bit of a field trip. We had to go see it for ourselves. We went to Liberty Coin, Lansing, Michigan. Why? Because it's like going to the museum. And I've been involved with collecting coins a little bit, dabbling in it since I was much younger. And I enjoyed it. And we saw so many amazing things. In fact, I picked up a couple of coins from the Roman Empire. And they're not expensive, particularly. I found it fascinating. And, of course, we have Tom Colson here, the owner of Liberty Coin Service, every week. Here's something you can do. If you've got a coin or coins or things that you found, you don't know what they're worth, send it to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture along. We've got some today, in fact. coins@stevegruber.com. And it can be paper money, collectibles, memorabilia. You see, Tom seems to know quite a bit about quite a bit. Coins are the strong suit, but a lot of that currency stuff, that's the place to go. He's back with me today. Tom, good to see you.
Good morning, Steve.
And going to your store, to your shop, big place. First of all, I didn't expect it to be as elaborate as it was. I mean, you know, there's all sorts of people working there, talking to customers and evaluating different things. I mean, it's a big operation, and so I was pretty surprised in a good way. And you showed us a lot of crazy things like coins from the Roman Empire. Like I said, I couldn't help myself. I took a couple home, but it's fascinating to me because it's like putting history in your hand when you have a coin that's a couple of thousand years old, isn't it?
Yeah, and what you're describing doesn't even do it justice. You got to really see it to believe it. There's just so many different things and fascinating coins from all eras of world history that coins existed. So going back 2,500 years and even longer sometimes.
Yeah. It always makes me wonder, all right, so did Nero have this in his pocket as he was, you know, fiddling and Rome burned? Or, you know, did Caesar have this in his pocket? You know, you wonder about who had this. Did Shakespeare touch this
coin? That's part of the joy. Yeah. That's part of the joy of coin collecting is just wondering what stories that coin could tell if only it could talk.
Right. But if the coins start talking, you should talk to somebody professional, I'll tell you that. In all seriousness, let's talk about metal prices. Metal prices down a bit. Gold and silver, because that's something else you specialize in, is setting people up with gold bars, gold coins. I don't think I'd ever seen a Krugerrand in person until I was in your store. That takes me back to, you know, there was a lot of talk about gold and so forth in the 70s and 80s, what you could own, what you couldn't own, different things. That's all different now. But gold is down a little bit. Silver's down a little bit more. It's gone down a little bit, as has the market. Where are we today?
Yeah, gold this morning about 1776, down roughly 4% from a couple of weeks ago. Silver right around 2250, which is down right around 9%. Gold, even though it's down, has actually outperformed most everything else, which is also down. I think the Dow's down a little over 4%. The NASDAQ's down around 5%. Crude's been the big loser, which I think is down nearly 20% in that time period. So even though gold's down, it's outperformed most other assets over that period.
Yeah, it's held its place better than other. And crude being down, hopefully, is maybe that's good news for the rest of us. Maybe that'll show a reflection at the price of gas, but not anytime quickly. We'll see how that plays out. Like I said, anytime you've got a treasure, you don't know what it's worth. coins@stevegruber.com. Email us a picture. Email us your name. Email us your questions, and we'll put it in front of Tom here and see what we can come up with. To start with today, we have a couple of Liberty walking halves, I think is what they're called. Half dollars from the first part of the 19th, excuse me, first part of the 20th century, right? Let's take a look at those if we could.
All right. So it looks like a 1945 and then maybe a 1942 at the bottom. That's an interesting pair there. You could tell if you're looking at the two coins, you notice the top one's a little bit different color than the bottom one. And that's because that top one almost certainly is a contemporary counterfeit.
A contemporary, say that again?
Color. It's a contemporary counterfeit.
Oh.
It's something that was made by somebody to circulate, and it's not a genuine coin. But yeah, that looks like one that was cast.
So, all right. So that, and that's fascinating. Okay, 1945, World War II, would it have been made during the war as a counterfeit? Would it have been made afterwards? And who has the expertise to make a counterfeit coin like that?
At the time, there's quite a few people that could do that. You could just manufacture dyes and pour the material in there and make a coin that's, you know, I could tell it from here, but it might pass from a lot of people. And, you know, that's something that has been going on in the U.S. Since even the 1830s and even earlier.
Yeah, and I see that, you know, the rim on it is thicker. The color of the metal is darker. I see it now. So its value is zero.
Yep. It's fun as a curiosity, but no precious metal, unfortunately, and no value there. The other one's worth roughly around $10.
All right. So then the next one's a 1923 silver dollar. At least I think it is. I think it's real.
It is a 1923 silver dollar. Yep, that one's genuine. And that one right now has a value of about $35. Those are pretty cool. Still, dollars have been a hot area of the market this year.
Sure. And then the next thing is a novelty, but I thought it was cute insofar as it's the ever-shrinking penny. And at the time, they were taking on Richard Nixon. As the penny's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And think about how long people have been worried about inflation. This takes us back, obviously, to the early 1970s. And it's something we're concerned about more today than we have in a very long time. And so that's why coins and investing in some of the things you have could be important to people, right?
Yeah. If they had to make that penny today, I don't think you could even see it. But it's over that. Even 50 years ago, we were still worried about inflation then. And boy, if we'd seen what was coming, it would have been a shocker.
We'd have bought more gold and silver, I think, is what we would have done. Would have bought more gold and silver.
Absolutely.
Tom Colson, you can find Tom at Liberty Coin Service. All sorts of questions about gold and silver. And again, if you've got something in your drawer, any kind of currency, paper, coins, different stuff. Having been to Tom's operation, it's almost like a museum, like a curator he is. And you can find out more. Tom, always appreciate you being here, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
There you go. Look up Liberty Coin Service online. Liberty Coin Service anywhere in America. Look them up online. And coins at stevegruber.com. If you've got a treasure, send it along. We'll get it looked at. I'll be right back.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.